Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everybody. Tonight, coming to you live from the beautiful left coast of our country in Sacramento, California, where it's sunny and 75 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. Happy Columbus Day to everyone out there in the U.S., and happy Thanksgiving for all those listening up in Canada. On tonight's show, we're going to announce the first member of the class of 2012 for the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, and we're also going to look back on a thrilling weekend of soccer in Europe and look ahead to the critical World Cup qualifying matches on Friday in CONCACAF and Europe as well with Mr. Zero Dick Howard. And we'll get all the latest news from the Rochester Lancers with Lancers majority owner Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. Now back in Rochester, here's our host Joe Sirianni and our co-host Sam Monjovi.
And we got another co-host over here, Andrew, Michael Sirianni, that is filling in and for you over here while you're enjoying yourself in sunny California. Now, people ask, why are you doing in Southern California? And I told everybody you went to buy some wine.
Oh, we bought plenty of wine, that's for sure.
Yeah, we went too bad you don't drink it.
The old sugar mill where there's seven wineries under one roof. And it was pretty amazing. So, and you know what else I saw yesterday? I saw a Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon pickup soccer right in the neighborhood here that we're staying in. And there's 11 people. They used a little tiny nets, no goalie. There's some Brazilian shirts. There were some England shirts. There were some Italian shirts. It was just like being home.
Well, you know, Andrew, that reminds me a lot of the days when I was growing up in Italy, and they had those pickup games over there. The only exception that we were not playing in a nice grassy field; they were playing in the dirt, and they had a ball that was made of chlorine, and some of the kids were playing in bare feet, so. Much has been advanced since then.
Absolutely. And actually, you know what? I should also say that on my way out here to California, I got to see the University of Miami women's soccer team in the Atlanta airport. So they were all there and there. I guess they were playing one of the teams local to Atlanta, maybe Georgia Tech, I've heard, in the ACC. But it was there's always soccer going on, no matter where you are. Whether it be California, New York, or Toronto, or wherever you're going to be. So, but we got a big announcement tonight, and I know you're very excited, as I am. The Lancer season's coming to a start. November 10th is the first home game against Chicago, and then the next Saturday, the 17th of November, the Baltimore Blast come into town, and it will be the second induction ceremony into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, honoring the pioneers of soccer in Rochester. Joe, you're one of the first inductees, and there's going to be some big players, and we're also going to have a couple special inductees. We'll get to that in maybe next week. We'll announce all of the inductees, but tonight we are announcing the very first inductee. And Joe, I know he's a gentleman who
you've known for many years, and one of the stalwarts and one of the biggest names in soccer in the Rochester area for decades now.
Well, actually, I don't know whether we should reveal the name right now or we just
going to wait for. I've got permission to reveal the name.
Go right ahead, because the guys you're talking about.
The first inductee for the class of 2012 for the Lancers Wall of Fame will be a gentleman who is already in two Hall of Fames, so this will be his third. He's in the Brockport State Hall of Fame and the National Junior College Soccer Hall of Fame. And right now you probably know we're talking about the head coach of MCC for the past 20 years, a Lancer for 6 years, a member of the Rochester Flash for 3 years, Nelson Cupello, is the first inductee in the class of 2012, and certainly a gentleman who has given his life to soccer in the Rochester area, and that's what we're going to have this year. It's going to be a lot of the inductees are going to be people who have contributed not only for the Lancers, but also for Rochester soccer and the youth of soccer in Rochester. So it's an honor to induct Nelson into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, we're going to have him on the show tonight.
What a coincidence. I know he's going to be surprised.
I think he already knows, actually. So, he doesn't know, it is a surprise. But Nelson, of course, is a tremendous, tremendous person, and he's given so much to this area. And 6 seasons he played for the Rochester Lancers, Joe. And you knew him when he first broke in as a professional right out of Brockport State.
I can tell you one thing, that of all the people that I met, and there were several, but Nelson's always been, above all, a good friend to me. He's been a gentleman. He was the guy that he always looked out for me when I was carrying all the equipment. He always lent me a hand, and we've been very close ever since. Not only as soccer acquaintances, but soccer friends, which is much of a difference between some other people that I met throughout my life. But much like you and I are soccer friends, and not just soccer acquaintances, because we share a common goal and we have we care for one another. So that's the whole difference.
That's right. And then Nelson, of course, I think his prized possession is the jersey that Pelé wore in the match at Hollander Stadium in 1977, when there had 20,005 announced people at the stadium for the Lancers against the Cosmos. And I'm sure Nelson can tell you the story about how he managed to obtain Pelé. Sure, of course, Nelson, if you do not know, is of Brazilian heritage. So
I can remember. I can remember, and I can tell you, it's because we were approaching toward the end of the game, and Nelson, from his position as a defender, all of a sudden I seen him sprinted toward where Pelé was. And as soon as the whistle blew, he was right there to get his shirt. So I'm going to remind him of him tonight as we have him on our show tonight.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you guys get going here, and we're going to go to our first break. So, Joe, you and Mike, thank you very much for holding down the fort. I'll be back on the show next week, and we'll be talking, of course, about World Soccer with World Cup qualifying. We'll talk about the Lancers, and who else knows what we're going to be talking about. But I'd love to say that our next guest after our first break will be the first inductee into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame for 2012. Nelson Cupello will join us on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Well, the days are short and the nights are long.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting rochesterlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Golden season tickets, every home match, every season for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm Sam Mongioli with Joe Sirianni and Mike Sirianni. Nelson Capel's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. I want to remind you that the home opener for the Lancers is on this, the 10th of November at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can call 872-KICK or rochesterlancers.com.
And what a place it is to welcome one of my very best friend, and he wore number 18. He's the guy that stole or I don't know what he did to get Pelé's shirt, but anyway, and he's a stalwart kind of a guy that believes in soccer, lives soccer, coaches soccer. And he's produced a couple of kids that also play soccer. It's too bad that his wife doesn't play soccer. Otherwise, it would have been a complete family affair. And great pleasure to introduce the next inductee in the Lance Hall of Fame 2012. Thanks to Sam Fantuso. Nelson, welcome to Soccer Kick of the Grass.
Thank you, Joe. Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, I don't know if you knew or not that you were going to be that you're going to be inducted into the Lance Hall of Fame.
That's quite an honor. I don't know if I'm deserving of something like that, but I appreciate the honor, and it's the Lance name is very special to me, and so I appreciate that.
Well, Nelson, you know, tonight on this show, Andrew's away, so we're a family affair. I got over here my nephew Sam, my nephew Mike, and They all went to the school that you coach, so
yep.
They are pretty well happy that you are getting all these honors, And thank certainly, you. You know, you represent the alma mater. So I'm going to let them chime in a little bit and see what they got to say.
Sure.
Nelson,
sure.
We heard as an inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, you're getting two free tickets to the World Cup in Brazil. And we thought that you'd be wanting to go to that. And, hey, Nelson, well, is Brazil going to win the World Cup?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, what they're doing right now is nothing. They're just kind of making sure everyone gains a little confidence. And when it comes to 2014, Brazil definitely is going to be holding that World Cup trophy.
So they better. Oh, my God. You know, talk about pressure. Can you imagine playing in front of the home team? I mean, I saw the history of the World Cup, too. And for those who don't know, you probably don't say like a long, what was it, like a second World Cup, Uruguay?
Yeah,
beat them, and it was like a national disaster, wasn't it?
It definitely was. There were a lot of sad days in 1950, I think we not only have to atone for that, but you know, in the last couple of World Cups, I think Brazil hasn't lived up to their reputation, and even the soccer hasn't lived up to their reputation. I think that
you gotta be excited about the new players with Neymar and Oscar, and with them not coaching the team. I think they're going to be more offensive again.
Yeah. I just hope that Neymar sort of grows up a little bit. You know, I think he can be as good, if not better, than Messi. But Messi is a complete player, and Messi's gone through this process of maturing as a player, and now I think he's the best player in the world. I know a lot of Brazilians don't like me to say that because he's from Argentina, but I truly believe he's the best player in the world. And Neymar has the same ability. He just got to quit diving when, you know, and some of the little antics that he has, and just play hard like Messi does. And I think he can equal Messi in a lot of different things. So, it's just getting a coach around him to make him realize that, you know.
Nelson, I hate to tell you, but, you know, you got it all wrong. Italy's going to win the World Cup. I mean,
Joe, that's my second choice.
Wouldn't
it be great, Joe? Brazil, Italy in the finals, like in 1970 in Mexico. And this time I'll be sitting there watching the game. There's no doubt in my mind I'm going to be there. So,
well, you know, before you came on the air, we told the story a little bit about how did you obtain Pelé's shirt. And
sure.
I remember correctly. And what I said, and you correct if I'm wrong, I said that you were looking at the time, and as soon as the 90 minutes were shown in the thing, you left your position, and you ran to where Pelé was, and you took your shirt, and gave him your shirt, and naturally you got his shirt.
Right.
Am I correct?
Well, no, it's a little off, because prior to the game, you know, whenever the Cosmos came to town, everyone had their pictures taken with the, you know, Pelé, Canalia, Beckenbauer, all the superstars they had. And myself, I can't remember who of our teammates who was with us. And at that time, Eddie Firmani was coaching the team. And we all had a picture taken with Pelé. It could have been, I think Frank may have been there. And so I asked him before the game, I said, can I have your shirt after the game? And Eddie Firmani said, well, if someone else doesn't get it before you, all right, no problem. Well, we played the game, and we ended up tying the game. And then we went to the shootout, all right? So we went through the five shooters, and I'm sitting on the bench, and I'm watching Pelé from our side of the field and seeing where he is. Just keeping an eye on him as he's, you know, pacing back and forth near his bench. And our last shooter had the score to win for us to win the shootout. And our last shooter was Miralem Pjanic. So he gets up, you know, 35 yards away from the goal, puts his ball down. I'm watching Pelé, and everyone else is watching Pjanic. So I'm watching and watching. The whistle blows, Pjanic dribbles down, and he shoots. And I'm not even watching him. I'm watching the Pelé across the field. And I hear the crowd cheering. So as soon as I heard that, I sprinted across the field because I figured we scored, we won, no problem. I sprint across the field. I get to Pelé. He takes his shirt off, hands it to me. I turn around, and I see Frank Odoi, Ibrahim Silva, and a couple other guys right behind me. And so I got the shirt in my hand, and these guys are trying to grab it from me. I go in the locker room. I had to take the shirt with me in the shower so the guys wouldn't take it from me. And to this day, I still have the shirt in my house. And Helen. It's
Do you have a friend or what?
No, I don't have a frame. I just have it hidden away in my closet there, and every once in a while I bring it out to look at it, and brings back a lot of great memories of the NASL. And
I've heard this story before, and it's about each time I've heard it. What I want to ask you is, have you actually met with police since that time, and does he remember?
I met with him at a coaching convention in San Jose, and I spoke to him about it, and he doesn't remember it. At that time, it was his last year, and everybody wanted Pelé's jersey. It was the last year he played here, and it was the last time he played in Rochester on the regular season, but then we played him in the playoffs, so we had the Operation Squeeze and 20,000 people at the game. But it was the last regular season game that Pelé played in Rochester, and he just said, he goes, I gave shirts to everybody that year for that reason, because it was my last year, and people wanted a special memento, and I'm one of the few lucky guys that got a shirt that year from Pelé. Other players had gotten them years previous, but that was the last time he played in Rochester in the regular season, so I'm very happy to get that.
Hey, Nelson, this is Mike. I had a question for you. I know we got a lot of young listeners, and I know you had a very good college career. Tell me some of your fond memories at MCC and at Brockport.
Oh, God. What can I say? My fond memories, I think it goes to starts off with the guy who coached me, Joe Mantarella, a true gentleman, and he the very first day told us, he goes, I don't know anything about the game of soccer, but you guys know more than I do, but I'm going to teach you to be a man, help you become a better man. And he did that indeed. That was probably the one thing that I try to convey to my players now. As far as on the field itself, scoring goals. Back then, I think we played 22 and a half minute quarters. We played quarters. And in my freshman year, I scored six goals in like a quarter and a half, and Joe pulled me out. The record was six, and he says, well, you got next year to break this. And I said, how do you know I'm going to play next year? A lot of things can happen. I can get hurt and so on and so forth. And he says, don't worry about it. So he pulled me out. Never, as a freshman, I didn't get a chance to do it. Well, I come back my sophomore year, and as fortunate, my first three games I missed because I was hurt. And so I came back in the fourth game and played, and I did have the opportunity to do the same thing again. I ended up scoring seven goals in a game.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it was one of these things where, Joe promised me, he says, if you get an opportunity this year, I'll leave you in until you do break that record, and I did. And so I scored seven goals, and I ended up scoring 31 goals my sophomore year. And the one thing that the bad taste in my mouth for that season is we went 17-0, and we played in the national finals down in Miami, Florida, and we lost 3-2 to a perennial power, St. Louis, Fresno Valley from St. Louis. And that team had Danny Vaninger, a lot of guys who would later on play in the NASL. So that, kind of, we had a great year. We're 17-1, and we scored 101 goals as a team. And we had a really, really good team that year. And then I went on to Brockport, and of course there, Bill Hughes was my coach my first year, and he moved me back to center midfield.
Was George there too?
George Burnett, he was the coach there. He was the assistant coach, yeah. And that's when I started playing midfield. And my senior year, we had another coach here, a gentleman by the name of Walter Kopczak. And my senior year, we ended up winning the national tournament. And I got hot as far as, scoring goals. I was playing center midfield. In the playoffs, I scored. We went down to Binghamton and played them in the first round of the NCAAs. And I scored all three goals. Then the next week, we went down to New Jersey and played a team from New Jersey. I scored the only goal. Then we went out to the Final Four. And we scored, nine goals in the two games, and we were national champions. And I scored three of the nine goals in those two games. So, I had a lot of good players around me who made my job real easy. I when I played in college, I played striker here for 2 years, and when I went to Bakker, I played in the midfield, and I was very fortunate, as I said, to have a lot of good players that made my job real easy. And I was fortunate then to get drafted by the Lancers, and it seemed as I get older, I kept moving further back. And
you should have played Goldie.
I did that for a while. It's funny you mention that, because Frank O'Doyle was here earlier today, and we were talking. He remembers the game against Philadelphia where we had used our subs, and Jimmy May got hurt, and and Popovich put me in goal for the last.
Oh, I remember that.
7-8 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
We lost the game 3-2, but I didn't give up a goal. So
good job, Nelson. Good job.
Thanks.
And Nelson, we don't have pretty soon. We got to go to commercial. So
sure.
The question that I want to ask you is this: You're at MCC. Uh-huh. Give us a little bit your rundown on soccer at MCC and what your outlook is.
Sure. Well, I'm just starting my 23rd year here at MCC, and this year we've got a phenomenal team. I compare this team to the team when I played here my sophomore year. We're 12-0. We haven't lost a game so far. We're ranked fourth in the country, and it's the highest we've been ranked since, I think, the early 90s when I started coaching here. We got up to number two. But this is a phenomenal team. We got some good boys from Section 5, and we got some boys from overseas that are playing here for us. And, we're a fun team to watch. I wish more people in the Rochester area would come out here and watch us play, because we are a very good team. We're going to have a tough game coming up this Saturday at home against a team from Toledo, Ohio, that's coached by an alum of MCC, a young man by the name of Arthur Johnson. And Artie and I, we've been friends for years, and we play each other every year. And, whenever he comes here, he brings a good team. He's got two boys that have scored 22 goals and 14 goals, so we really have to be on our toes this weekend to play against him. And it's a great atmosphere to play, and then hopefully, the Rochester people will come out and watch, not only our local kids, but some of the kids that are here from overseas. And, then we host the regional final on October 27th here. We win that game, and then we'll go to the district finals down in New York, and hopefully win that and go down to the national tournament the week of November 11th and play in that tournament. So, I'm excited, because I think we have the potential of really going to the nationals and even possibly winning the nationals. This is unlike any other team I've had before. They're great kids. They work hard, and they work for each other, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting down to Georgia and playing the national tournament, because I believe we can get there.
I know you've always had a great team there, and a lot of people end up going to MCC from around here, and our Section 5 soccer is really good. So
yeah.
Congratulations, Nelson.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nelson. And looking forward to talking to you some more. And keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back with Dick Howard and the International Report on Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another exciting season of MISL Soccer this fall. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul starting at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. For a very limited time, purchase two Lancers premium season tickets and receive free pizza for a year from Salvatore's. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top-Notch Monogramming, located in the Northfield Commons in Pittsford, New York. You can call them at 248-2650 to get your Lancers gear at Top Notch and tell Tony Diodato we said hello. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Good evening, Sam. Nice to chat to you.
Hey, Dick, we're minus Andrew today. He's in South Florida on vacation. So you got the team Musketeers tonight. So, first of all, we'd like to thank you very much for being such good assets to our show, because without you, I don't know what the heck we were doing. And secondly, I just would like you to talk a little bit about Canadian soccer, first of all, because we seem not to talk about Canadian soccer as much as we want to, and of course North American soccer.
Well, of course, the big game coming up for Canada is Canada against Cuba, which I would think they're favored for after their loss against Panama, Dick. So we're going to talk about the CONCACAF qualifying.
Critical time, guys. Everybody expecting Canada to get the results against Cuba on Friday night, but then, of course, they go into San Pedro Sula and play Honduras in what could be a game that they might have to win. You know, it depends on the result of the game being played on Friday, which is also an interesting one, of course, between Panama and Honduras. But certainly Canada have got to get a result, either a tie or a win in Honduras if they're going to progress to the final six next year. And it will not be easy, of course, because we're missing Duane De Rosario, Canada's all-time leading scorer, who was injured, unfortunately, in the game against Panama.
But it would seem to me, Dick, that there is somebody else. I mean, we know that Duane De Rosario is, you know, an important factor in the Canadian national team. But isn't there someone else who really can, maybe not as good, but almost close to him?
Well, you've got players that we're looking at down the road to star in the future. Young Simeon Jackson is playing with Norwich City in the English Premiership, has scored already in the Premiership this year, and a lot is expected of him. Olivier Ochien is playing in the Bundesliga with Eintracht Frankfurt. A little bit of an injury doubt at the moment, but he's, again, a player that Coach Stephen Hart will be going to try and score the goals. But traditionally, and this has happened over the years, Canada has always been very strong defensively, and I think their defence will be really put to the test in Honduras, but they've done very well, in fact, over the qualifying period and had a lot of shutouts, and they'll certainly need a shutout in the game on Tuesday. Big game.
The United States is in the same predicament because they need to win. You know, they need to win the next couple of games against the Vena Boys and, of course, then against Guatemala. What do you say about those two games?
Oh, I don't think there'll be any problem at all with regards to that. They play in St. John's Antigua on the Friday, and I think the U.S. will be able to quite comfortably handle the Antiguans, who've done exceptionally well. I think it's great what they've done, and when you look at the Barracuda team that is basically the national team, have benefited from playing in the USL. And then, of course, the U.S. come back, and in Kansas City they play Guatemala, who are battling for that, I think, the second spot with Jamaica. But my money, if I was a betting man, I would probably put it on the U.S. and Jamaica progressing through to the final six.
Now, Dick, if the U.S. beats Antigua, they need only to tie Guatemala in the following game in order to qualify. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, they've got a situation now with regards to the point situation, where they really, yeah, just need a tie. They've won two, tied one, and lost one already, and they're tied with Guatemala at the top. And Jamaica, all three have got 7 points. So, as I say, Jamaica have got a tough game against Guatemala. It would not be easy for the Reggae Boys in that respect. In Jamaica, they're very tough. On the road, they're a little bit more vulnerable, but they did get a close game against the U.S. It was only 1-0 in the game you went to see.
The U.S.-Guatemala game in Kansas City in a couple weeks has been sold out already for the past couple weeks, so that's going to be a huge, huge game, nice turnout in Kansas City
Stadium. It is, and it's critical times because I think a lot of people are thinking, well, Canada are through. Well, they're not. If they do progress out of their group, they will then go into the final six, and from the final six, as we know, three qualify, and the fourth plays against the winners from Oceania, which is the South Pacific. So, the Confederation. So it will not be easy, but certainly a lot of pressure on the Canadian team to progress to the final six. And certainly there will be a great crowd in Toronto on Friday night and a lot of interest there. But the big one will be in San Pedro Sula next Tuesday. And as we've talked about in earlier programs, it is very difficult to get results in Central America. The crowd are so passionate, and there's all kinds of things designed to upset visiting teams. And if Canada can get a result, it will be a tremendous achievement.
Hey, Dick, looking at the U.S. team that did not pick Josie Altidore and did not pick the Wondolowski boy from... where's he from?
Wondolowski.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm doing a
Wondolowski, yeah.
What's your thought? He picked up Eddie Johnson.
San Jose, I believe.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a doubt with regards to one of the stars of the U.S. team, Lyndon Donovan, I believe. Yep. But I think whatever players Coach Klinsmann puts up front, they won't have any problems in getting the results in the games because they've just got so much experience. I know there's a fair number of players who will be missing from midfield. But the one great strength about the U.S. national team is there is depth, and if one player cannot play because of injury or suspension, there's always one or two players that can step up. Canada doesn't have that luxury.
You know, Dick, it reminds me of Canada because Altidore and Wondolowski are scoring a lot of goals for their club right now, like carrying the team almost, at least keeping them in every game, and yet they struggle at the during the national team games. Altidore much more so. Wondolowski's only played, I think, a couple friendlies, so he hasn't had as much time to prove himself. What is your opinion on that? Why are some of these players that scoring so much for their club team struggling on the national team?
Yeah, it's a good point because it happens at all levels of the game. When you get players that as you say, once they're in their own environment playing with their club, they are always performing at the top level, but then when they play with the national team, they're not the same. It's very similar to players, and Joe will testify to this, that look so good in training, and then they get on the field playing in a competitive game, and they're not quite the same type of player. And I think a lot of it is tied in with confidence, with the psychological aspects, and this could well be the case with Wondolowski, who's been outstanding with San Jose this season, hasn't he?
Much has been said about Ibrahimovic the same way, that he's performing at the club level, he's performing very, very well. But in European Cup, he doesn't do much. You know, and that was true when he was with Milano, you know, and it's continuing right now with the new team that is in France.
It's so true. It's hard to put the nail on the head with regards to what causes that, but I think a lot of it is just the psychological aspects of the game, that they're very comfortable playing in their own environment, but when they have to play at a higher level, they just don't have the attributes to succeed at the top level.
Well, you know, I think there is the other aspect that I look at, that when you play in a team level, you know, everything's geared toward giving him the ball because he's the guy that scores the goals.
Well, Lionel Messi is a prime example, isn't it? Lionel Messi is one of those players that with the club is absolutely superb, and we saw that in El Clasico at the weekend. Yet with Argentina, you see him in games playing for the national team, and he's not quite the same kind of player that is putting on the Barcelona jersey.
Yeah, just recently, I think Messi's been scoring goals for Argentina, which I know they're hoping is going to be like an ongoing thing, but again, playing for Barcelona with their very like zonal system, and the players, they've grown up in the academy together. Like you said, Dick, you step outside of, it's almost like you step outside of your element, and you're playing with players.
And that the thing is that you're used to a certain system with the club. Maybe the national team has a different type of system, and you're finding it difficult to adjust. There's a variety of reasons, but it's certainly not unusual that players take time to adjust when they step up to put on the national team colors.
Dick, I was listening to the game yesterday between Portland and Seattle, and Alexi Lalas made
a crowd,
comment about... a great crowd there, as a matter of fact. He made a comment as far as the Toronto team losing attendance. How's that going up there?
Well, the unfortunate thing with Toronto FC is that they've just had a horrendous time with regards to injuries, certainly to key players. That has not helped matters when you look at players who are, you know, frings it out for the season. You know, they've had several other key players that are also out for the season. And they've just not been good enough, the replacements. And unfortunately, they suffer in the final 15 minutes of games, and that happened with the weekend game against DC United. You know, a late opportunity, ball bobbled by the goalkeeper, and suddenly DC United come out with a 1-0 win. But it certainly affected the crowd at BMO Field because they've been very disenchanted with the team. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on the ownership to put the right people in place with regards to the upcoming season, because it's yet another season that has resulted in the team not qualifying for the playoffs, and it looks as though Vancouver could possibly edge into the playoffs. Montreal is a little bit more challenging for the third Canadian team.
Well, certainly it's making the MLS is very interesting format right now, and we have to see what happens. But the reality is that soccer is alive and kicking, and we on Soccer Kicking the Grass, we're doing the same thing, and we'd like you to be a continuing effort to make this a very good program as you're doing, and we thank you very much, Vic, for all your contribution, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about next week, guys, and certainly Juve are continuing, Milan Derby, pressure on Allegri. You know, we had, of course, the big one in Spain, which I think was a fair result in the end, the 2-2. So there's lots of great games in the past and lots to look forward in the future, and certainly the road to Rio is going to be a very exciting one over the next few days.
And Naples doing very good, too, which... a kind of pain, again, the pain, but I got a compliment to Mazzarri. It's a very good team.
Yeah, they certainly have been performing just as well. They'll give Juve a run for the money this season, Joe, won't they?
Exactly.
Okay, great chance with you guys.
Take care.
And great news about Nelson with regards to his the award. Well deserved.
Very good. Thank you. I'll communicate it to him.
All right, everybody, when we return, we will be joined by Soccer Sam Fantuzzo of the Rochester Lancers on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
If you get in a car accident, your insurance rates could go up by 40%. Now, they don't have to. Introducing Accident Forgiveness from Allstate. Your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Car insurance should be more forgiving. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cushacouche, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We just want to remind you that the Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th, at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul, starting at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets by visiting rochesterlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK for a very limited time. You can purchase two Lancers premium season tickets and receive free pizza for a year from Salvatore's. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena. And right now, we just want to announce that Soccer San Fantuzo's appearance on the show is brought to you by Salvatore's Pizzeria. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Hey, buddy, how are you, Sam?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thank you.
Are you working hard to bring the Lancers, preparing the Lancers for next season?
It's long days right now, trying to get everything finalized for this upcoming year. We're really excited, though. Things are looking fantastic.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate. We broke the news tonight that the Nasser Copello is going to be the 2012 inductee for the Lancer Hall of Fame over there at the War Memorial. And I feel very honored that I was amongst those who were the first ones. So I know how Nasser is very humble. And all, the other ones that are coming are just as humble and deserving, I believe. So there's others that are going to be announced in the future. So what is your prospect in all this, Sam?
Well, I think Nelson Capello, not only what he did as a Lancer on the field, but what he's done for soccer in this community off the field is so important. And I'm honored that he's going to be part of this Lancer Wall of Fame at the Blue Cross Arena for many years to come, Joe. And I'm hoping next week on this show we could announce some of the other group of inductees that the committee voted on, and hopefully this will be the exclusive place that we can announce them.
Very good. So we are very fortunate and very proud that you allow us, our show, to be one, you know, the show that lives up with the Lancers tradition. So thank you very much for giving us that opportunity, of course. But now, the season is almost here, and tell us a little bit about the team, if you could, or a lot of players coming back. What is the status right now?
Yeah, Joe and Sam, at least 12 players are coming back right now. We're still negotiating with two players from last year that we're hoping to bring back. We should have a pretty big announcement on Friday regarding the team and players and new title sponsors and a lot of things that are going on right now with the team. But, some big names are definitely coming back. Patrick Hannigan, Mauricio Salas from Brazil, and obviously the living legend Doug Miller. But the list goes on and on and on of guys that are coming back. And, Joe and I, you and I have talked about this for years. I became, a fan many years ago, and it was based on the players that I fell in love with as a kid. And it's important to bring these players back year after year if you could. And it is not as easy as you think it would be, but we worked really hard in the offseason. We're bringing back the bulk of the team.
Well, that's great. I heard that Danny Earls might be amongst the mix.
Well, Danny, the Duke of Earls, is on our list. I'll break it here right now, Joe. We haven't sent out the press release yet, but Danny Earls has officially signed with the Lancers. We're waiting on league approval. He's a lone player from the Rhinos. And the Duke, who is a friend and a good friend of Rich Randall, our VP, was nice enough to sign. He had some offers overseas, but I think with the Rhinos' relationship with him and our relationship with him, we were able to keep him in Rochester, which is huge.
Well, that's very, very good. I think that everybody likes him in Rochester, and he's got a good following, so I think it's a very good move. Now, I want to switch a little bit, Sam, from the Lancer maybe to soccer in general. I know you are a fan of soccer, outdoor, indoor, the women game and everything. What do you say? How do you see soccer progressing, especially since the women team that has so much success pertaining to a new league?
Well, you know, I think the success of the women's national team isn't really about soccer. It's about national coverage. And that's unfortunate what soccer is lacking. I think NFL, NBA, NHL, I think a lot of their success is based on their national coverage and kind of getting the non-sports fan to support their sport. And I think the women's national team was able to do that with the exposure of the Olympics and the TV ratings of the Olympics. I think they were able to draw the people that would never probably go to a Lancer game, a Rhino game, or a Flash game. They came to support the events. And until soccer in America makes each game an event, I think we all will struggle to draw the type of fans that, you know, NFL draws or what have you. So I don't think the America is ready for a women's league at a high level. I think you have a couple of big games here and there, but I think overall, if the budgets work at a couple thousand fans a game, I think that's what you have to prepare yourself for. And as long as you can make the numbers work with a couple thousand fans a game, hey, I think it's great for those 2,000 fans to show up and support women's soccer.
Sam, I got to tell you, this is Mike. I've been to the games of you last year in the indoor, and it was an event. I mean, the crowd steadily grew every game, and you made the game an event to come to. I'm very proud of you.
Sam Bon Jovi, don't call me Bon Jovi. Thank you, Sammy. I mean, you know,
okay, that was Mike, though. That was not Sam.
Oh, dang, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't even know you were there, Mike. Thanks, thank you, Mike.
All right, you're welcome.
I got a family affair over here, Sam.
Okay.
Sam, I did want to ask you about the table format for the MSL this year. It's is it a single table format, or will there be two divisions again?
There'll be a single table. We play each team home and away, and it's a single table.
Okay. Now, one other thing before we let you go, we are promoting the pizza. You know, buy the season tickets, and you get pizza for a year. If I buy five six tickets. Because we have a family affair over here. Do we get 5-6 pizza? On the serious note, there's a lot of things that a lot of people ask, how much are the ticket? Are you the season ticket? Are you do you want to divulge how much the tickets are right now? And
what can you
say about them?
Yeah, it's $195 for a season ticket that includes playoffs. For premium seats, and then, you know, if you buy two tickets, you get free pizza for a year, which is equivalent to about $400 worth of pizza. You get two pizzas a month for each month of the year. And then some people that don't want the pizza that call up, then we discount their seats to $130 for a season ticket, which was what we did year one. So basically, you know, people, the pizza deal is a better deal, but some people that don't eat pizza would rather go with $130 for a premium season ticket, and then we allow that.
Who doesn't eat pizza?
Everybody eat pizza, especially Salvatore's pizza. And let me tell you, you got to open a pizza place in Gates, because we don't have a Salvatore close to Gates. We got one on Reed, but it's kind of far from where I live. So Someday,
Joan, you're ready to come out of retirement. I need someone to operate one or buy one, and we'll make it happen.
I used to make pizza, you know.
I heard that.
My pizza place was Warp 5 on Clinton Avenue, but, you know, I went belly up.
Joe, you're too much.
Well, listen, Sam, I...
Before I let Sam go, I just want to remind everybody that even before the home opener on November 10th, the Lancers are opening up their season on Saturday, November 3rd at Syracuse Silver Knights at 7 o'clock. So that's a Saturday 7 o'clock game, and I know we're going.
Andrew and I are going. Yeah, you're going. Yeah. Mike is going.
I would encourage everybody else to go support the Lancers at their first regular season game right down the road.
And, of course, at the home game as well. So
exactly.
Hey, guys, really quick, if anybody that gets season tickets gets free tickets to all the Syracuse games, too. We're sharing our season ticket base, so keep that in mind.
Wow,
oh,
fantastic.
good. Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
So it's good that you told us this. Sam, any parting remarks that you want to make before we let you go?
I think I already, you know, back in the day when I worked for the Rams, I'd get in trouble for breaking stories. But now I figured, who's going to get me in trouble? So I just broke two stories today, so we'll see what happens.
You can blame yourself now, Sam.
Yeah. I'll fire myself
tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, guys, for having me.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. Thank you.
This has been Sam and Jovi with Joe Sirianni and Mike Sirianni and Andrew Battista in California. We want to thank our guests Nelson Capello and soccer Sam Fantuzzo and Dick Howard from Toronto and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer's A Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass